Okay, good morning, everybody. We are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines, 1, 2, 3, 7 lines from the top. Gufa. Gufa, of course, means we're going to analyze a text we've already written and discuss it further. Gufa, it says in the Gemara before, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, some of the general rules when it came to the lachas of Yuchsin. Be'umos, when it comes to the nations of the world, halachachar azachar, we go after the father. Nizgairu, once they convert, halachachar apogim shebishneim, they go after the limited of the two. Which means, we'll see in a moment what that means. Okay, so each of these statements we're going to have to look at more carefully and discuss them. Asks the Gemara, may be'umos halachachar azachar, what does it mean? By the nations of the world, we go after the male. What halacha does that apply to? So the Gemara says, "Kedesanya." We learned in a brayso, "Minayid le'echad mina umos." If you have one of the nations from outside of Eretz Yisrael, sheba al aknainis, that had relations with a woman of one of the seven nations, okay, from Canaan, at the time of the kibush haaretz, the pasuk says, "Lo sechaye kol neshama." You're not allowed to sustain the neshamas of the seven nations. You can't keep them. You can't have them in evidence, anything. So you have a male that's from outside, that's legal, with an illegal. What's the halacha? The Hoylid Ben. And the two of them got married and they gave birth to a young boy. How do you know? Sha'ata Rasha Liknoiso Be'eved. How do you know you could purchase them as a slave? Ula Hachayoso. And even keep them and even sustain them, which would be in violation of the pasuk lo sechaya kol neshama. That's why Rashi explains. The Rambam has a different interpretation of this particular limud, and he says that this Vlad, who was an Eved Kanani like his mother, would be something who came on the nations of the world that he would have no yichus. Therefore, his son would not be a slave. That's what it means. It's regarding to this son's son being a slave. But okay, but the simple pshat is Rashi, whether you have the ability to sustain this young man. So v'holi ben sh'ata Rashi l'knosu be'evit. Talmud Lomar says in Pasuk, v'yikru chafei mem dalet, v'gam b'bnei ha-toshavim ha-gorim imachem mehem tiknu. Even with the gerim, the toshavim, the people who dwell with you who are gerim, who are there, from them you could purchase. This clearly does not apply to the Knani, so this individual is judged like the mother, judged like the father, and not like the mother, and therefore, even though there's an Isser, Lahachios, the Knani, this child does not have the status of a Knani, because only the mother is a Knani, and not the father. Yochol, what about the reverse? Af HaKnani Shibalash Al Achas Umas V'Holi Ben Shatarah Shaliknosa Bevin. You would have thought the following. Let's say the male Kanani had relations and had a child with a non-Kanani, you would say also there you could have purchased them as an Eved and it's not in violation of Isser L'Chayoso. Talmud Leimar says in Pasuk, Asher Holidu Ba'artzechem, that which is born in your land, Min HaNoladin Ba'artzechem, V'loy Min HaGarim Ba'artzechem, and not with those who dwell in your land. So we see from here that if the father's a Kanani and the mother's from the nations of the world, it's like a Kanani and it's an Isser L'Chayoso. So we see the first halacha we learned today is that by Goyim we go after the male pre-conversion. Now we're going to discuss post-conversion. V'nizgairu, after they convert, halach achara pogim shebishneim, you go after the weakness of both. Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Bimai, what case is Rabbi Yochanan dealing with that the Vlad is going to go after the Pogum? We don't find this distinction that sometimes you go after the father, sometimes you go by the mother in other areas. So we have to explain the following case. Eilema b'mitri shenosa amonis. If you're going to tell me from the case where a mitri, who you're not going to marry in the first generation, or the second generation, only the third generation, who marries an amonis, right? Since the amonis is not even Pogum at all, my Pogum Ika. What's the pgam here? Amoni velo amonis. Where do we know this halacha of amoni velo amonis from? Moavi velo moavis. Where do we know this from? Which famous person comes from those fatzit, from those umos without a nation? Very good. Rus. So there's no pgam. We said if there's two pgamim going against each other, we go by the bigger pgam. But here, there's no pgam because the halacha of the amoni velo amonis only applies to the male, not to the female. So Says the Gemara, what's the case? Where we go after the Pagam Shehem Behem, we have the following case. We have a ger who comes from Ammoni. Shenasa Mitzris, both of them are illegal, right? Izachar Have, Haishadya, after AD day. I'm sorry. Yeah, so the Gemara says like this. If it's a male, the child's a male, we say the following, after AD day, we go after the Ammoni. And that's an Isser Olamis. Ammoni, velo Ammonis, you can't marry anybody from the nation of Ammoni. Vim nekev yavi, but if it's a female, so if it was an Ammonis, it would be permissible. Therefore, we go after the pagam. So shadya after edida, we throw this child after her, and we treat her like a Mitzri, second generation Mitzri, which is also illegal to marry. So what's the case of going after the pagam shebahem? That's if an Ammoni marries a Mitzris. And therefore, we say if it's a male, we go after the male, and he's usher forever. And if it's a female, we go after the girl, and she's only usher for the second generation. But she wouldn't have been usher at all if she was an Ammoni. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah. This was klal number 3. If there's no kiddushin, right, but she's allowed to marry other people, then the child is a mamzer. Okay, so what case is that? We said that's a case if you marry one of your relatives. Your relatives allowed to marry somebody in the store, but she can't marry you, right? So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, where do we know this? That Kiddushin is not Taif Sin. We don't say, B'di'evid they're married if you marry your relative. We say this in a lot of people's names. They say the Drash Mishum B'yosegli L'amakra. Says in Pasuk, vis-a-vis a person who divorces his wife. What does it say? V'yotza mi bay, so you leave the home, the halcha the high salish acher. That's all one pasuk. You leave the home and you go marry an acher. Underline the word acher. Le acherim, you marry somebody else. Velo le krovim. So we're darshin the word acherim. You know, you have to go marry somebody else and you can't marry a relative. Okay, so even here, that krovim that are usher to marry her with an isser karis. And like the Tanavar Mishnah who says the kedushin is not tosin when it comes to acher. Practical bar akasha, wait a second. Maskif la Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba asks an attack question on this drasha that you're applying it to all krovim. Why do you make such an expansive drasha and say that this halacha applies to all relatives? Maybe just pick the closest relative. Ve'ma la'acher ve'lo leven. Say what? Say that you have to go marry somebody else and not, what? Your husband's son. Because he is the closest one. So what are you making such an expansive drasha and saying it applies to all relatives, limited to that? And therefore, if she would marry the husband's chvesnish, I don't know, pick the relative, besides the son, the kiddushin would be kal. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. You know why? Because the issur for her to marry her husband's son is an uf in a pasuk. Ben behed yiksibe. Ben, explicitly it says it. Not that you can't marry a guy named Ben, you can't marry his son. Anyway, what's the... Sorry. Says the pasuk, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. A person is not allowed to marry the wife of his father, which is the same thing as the wife of the husband marrying the son. It's just the reverse, right? You understand? One person can't marry the son, the other one can't marry the father. It's the same thing. Lo yikach ish es aviv. Acher lamali. Therefore, I go back to the pasuk in Gittin by the case of Get, where I can marry. I have to go marry Acher. It can't apply to the son. Therefore, Shma Minol Acherim. That means I have to go out and marry somebody else. Velo lekrovim, and not to any of the relatives. Says the Gemara. Wait, maybe both psukim the iser to marry your wife's husband. Maybe that also applies. Ve'emi idividi. They both apply for leben. They both apply that you can't marry your husband's son. Ha lechatchila hadi'eved. One pasuk is telling me that ideally I can't marry it. The second pasuk is telling me not only ideally I can't marry my husband's son as a woman, but even it's not going to be chal. The kiddush is not going to be tosin, and therefore now I have both pasukim discussing the husband's son, and therefore the acher could mean I can marry my husband's relatives as long as it's not my husband's son. Says the Gemara, no, I don't need a pasuk to tell me lechatchila. Lechatchila, ideally I can't marry my husband's son. I learn out me'achos isha from the case of achos isha. My wife's sister. Achos, I always get confused with this. Achos Isha, correct? Right? That I can't marry my wife's sister. Nafka, that I learned that from there, from a Kal v'chomer. Ma achos isha bikares. My wife's sister just has an iser kares. I wouldn't advise doing that home. Lo yisei kadosh, I can't marry her. Chayavi misas bezin, somebody who is going to put me to death in this veld, namely the woman's husband's son. Lo kol shekein, how much more so is there an iser there on it? Therefore, the pasuk is not telling me lechatchila, because lechatchila I already know from the achos isha. So therefore, the pasuk telling me I can't marry the husband's son, is b'di'evet. Therefore, the pasuk obligating me to marry acher cannot be telling me to marry krovim, because I already know that iser. Says the Gemara, but wait. Ve'ema, say the following. Edivi, both psukim are b'achos isha. Both psukim are dealing with whom? The wife's sister. Halachatchila, that I can't marry her. V'ha b'di'evet, in one case is b'di'evet, that even if I tried to, they would not be chal, says the Gemara. Taki, you're right. Ein hachi nam. You ever use rabbis here that expression? Ein hachi nam. It really should be in kama hachi nam. But everyone says ein hachi nam. Ein hachi nam, you're right. Therefore, we need to give the following pasuk. The pasuk of v'haisal isha acher is not coming to exclude that the kedusha cannot be tofes by the achos isha. Right? Eshkechon, so now we got to figure it out. Eshkechon, we find out that you don't find this halacha that you can't mekadesh, the kedusha is not tofesin. Ba'achos isha, sha'ar arayus minolin. Where do I know this by other relatives that the kedushin is not tofsin? Where do I know this from? So yalfinan, I learned it out, this din, from other arayus, from what's called the bame matzinu. You know what bame matzinu is? You know, here it's found, or literally it's a paradigm. We have one case that tells me, it's a paradigm to tell me all similar cases. What's that case? Achos isha. We learn out from achos isha, that the kedushin is not tofsin, from my wife's sister. Ma achos isha miyuchedah she erva, just like achos isha, that it's unique that she is an erva. The Torah calls it erva v'chayavin al zedona kares v'al shkagasa chatos. Where if I did it intentionally, it comes with the punishment of kares, and if I did it unintentionally, it comes with a korban of a chatos. V'loy tafse be kedusha. And the third thing is kedusha is not going to be resultant af kol, so too by all cases that fit those same criteria, shehi erva, that's called an erva, v'chayavin al zedona kares, and if I did it intentionally, it comes with kares, v'al shkagasa chatas, and if I did it unintentionally, it comes with a korban chatas, and therefore the halach would be, lo yitav sebei kedushin, the kedush would not be kal, and this therefore is the source for the din of our Mishnah, that all women that carry with it a punishment of kares, the kedushin is not tovsin. So we learn it out from a Bame Matzinu, from the case of Achos Isha. Achos Isha being a paradigm. Okay, says the Gemara, now the following. Bishlama, everything works out beautifully if you use the paradigm. Kula Asin, we can learn all the cases. Ella, what about the following two cases? Ella, because they're all equatable to the Achos Isha. But what about the case of Ella Eishes Ish, V'Eishes Ach? What about the case of the married woman? What about the case of my brother's wife? How do we know that Kiddushin is not Tofes? Because we could ask on those cases. Ikala Mifrach, one could ask that the Isser of Eishes Ach is different from Achos Isha. Why? Malachos Isha, Shekein Ein Laheter B'Makom Mitzvah. There's never going to be a Heter by the case of your wife's sister, ever. Not even in a Makom Mitzvah. Tomar be'eshes ach, would you say such a thing by the case of the eshes ach? Because where is the heter of the case of your brother's wife? Where's the heter? No, where's the heter? Come on, you guys got to know this. Where are you allowed to marry your brother's wife? I'll give you a hint. It's home. Yibum, give aldik. Be'eshes ach, yesh la heter b'makom mitzvah. There is a heter b'makom mitzvah. And similarly, eshes ish doesn't fit in the paradigm either. Why not? Namik lemifrach, malo hanach, shekein ein la heter b'chai Ostron. In these cases of the Achos Isha, there's never going to be a permissibility where she is alive, where your wife's sister is alive, where your wife is alive. Tomar be'eshes ish, would you say such a thing by the eshes ish? We do have a heter when she's alive. What's the case of the eshes ish when everybody's alive? Sheesh la heter b'chayi Ostron, where there is a heter in her husband's lifetime. What's the heter in her husband's lifetime? With a get, correct. with a get. So therefore, those two cases, that of the Eishes Ish and the Eishes Ach, don't fit in the paradigm of the Achos Isha. So if they don't fit in the paradigm of the Achos Isha, where do we know that Kiddusha does not tofsin in those two cases of the Eishes Ish and the Eishes Ach? So Elam Rav Yonah, V'itayim Rav Huna Breyed Rav Yoshua, Amar Krov, a different pasuk in Arayis, in Emor. It says, Kol Asher Ya'asem Mikol HaTov Esa'ela V'nechusu. Anybody who does anything with all of these abominations of these, they get kares. So what is a kikol asher ya'aseh? From all of that which you've done, you learn the following. Hukshu kol ha'arayas kulam la'achos isha. There is a juxtaposition between all of the cases of the arayas to the case of the achos isha, your wife's sister. Ma'achos isha, just like your wife's sister, lo tafse be kiddushin. With the kiddushin, it's not going to be toifes. Av kol ha'arayas kulam. So too, when it comes to all arayas, lo tafse be kiddushin. Kiddushin will not be tofis. So what is our source to learn out that Kiddushin is not tofis by Arayis? We tried a number of different opportunities. We tried Acher. We tried the case of Bami Matzinu, the paradigm. And finally, we come to that of a Hekish. We learn it out from a juxtaposition. Similarly, we learn out a number of things in this Masechta from a juxtaposition. I don't remember those off the top of my head, but I remember earlier in the year. But the classic case, what he learned? Gevaldik. There you go, Avayelitzi. That's the classic one of Hekesh. Thank you for reminding me that Shtar works for Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, if we're going to make a juxtaposition with all women that are written by the Parsha of Arayis, and Kiddushin's not Tosin, what about the case of Nida? Very important case. Afilu Nida, a woman who's a menstruate. She doesn't go to the mikvah. Should Kiddushin be Tosin? So we're suggesting now Kiddushin shouldn't be Tosin because it's part of the Parsha of Arayis. And what? And she could do, there's a Chiv Karis. So Nami, so Alama Rabbi HaKol Modin Bevala Nida and Ala Sota. Why do we say that the case of Bevala Nida where a man has relations with a Nida? And Rabbi Akiva says, also by the case, I'm sorry, Vala Sota, a woman who was secluded with another man, that we say, Ein HaVlad Mamzer. The Vlad is not a Mamzer. Right? Because the Kiddushin is not uprooted. So if God forbid, a woman doesn't go to the mikvah before she gets married, she has Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is Chal B'dievid, right? The Kiddushin is Tosin. And yet, it's in that Parsha of all those other Isurim. So we have a couple of answers. Amr Chizkia. So Chizkia says that even though we learn from Achos Isha, that Kiddushin is not Tosin by all Arayas, nevertheless, Nida is an exception to the rule, because Amar Krah says in Pasuk, Usihi Nidasa Olav. And from the language of Usihi, and she will have, Afilu Bishas Nidasa, even when she's in Nida, what? Afilu Bishas Nida, Tebo Havaya, there's going to be Havaya, which means the Kiddushin is Tosin. Okay? So the Gemara then is going to ask, you know what, we're going to stop right over here because now we're going to ask questions. A good place to stop right over here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.